It's time for your SportsEdge.com sideline report with Todd Griffin. Talking sports and more here on 1580 103.3 WPKY and worldwide at WPKYonline.com. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
Good morning, everyone. This is the Sideline Report from 1035 West Main Street in Princeton. Thanks a lot for tuning in this morning. A little bit later on this morning, we'll talk with Caldwell County High School volleyball head coach Daniel Courtner. His team is opening up the regular season next week, and we missed him on Tiger Day a couple of weeks ago, so we're going to catch up with the Caldwell County volleyball team a little bit later on this morning. But we're going to start the day talking Murray State University Athletics with Dave Winder from Murray State. Dave joins us on the phone. And Dave, good morning. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, always visit with you, Todd. How you doing this morning?
Doing great. It's a great day to start off the day. You know, the morning's great. We've got All-A Classic Second Region Golf today. We've got home soccer. We've got a football scrimmage. So it's a busy day on tap.
Well, our first official event is tonight in Cincinnati. Murray State Women's Soccer takes on the Bearcats, so that'll be our first event that has a win and loss attached to it. So we're looking forward to that. And then two weeks from tonight, the 100th football season for Murray State kicks off when the Racers play the Missouri Tigers up in Columbia, and the Tigers number 8. In the AP preseason poll. So well, we got a lot going on, too. This is a good time of year, isn't it?
Yeah, it's fall sports. They're upon us. And like you said, this is one of the busiest times of the year if you're a sports guy.
It is. You know, it all kind of builds up to that. To me, there's a bunch of things in my purview that are very much cyclical because this time of year we are trying to chip away at the massive amount of headshot photos we have to take in August. That's why we joke around in my office that August is headshot month, because we'll take over 350 student-athletes. And every year it seems like we've got, I don't know, 15 to 25 either new support staff people that have joined us or coaches. So It's busy. If you look at the staff directory on GoRacer.com, there's a lot of updating, and that's for the whole website, too, because once you get into the summer, you're trying to get all those rosters turned over and get all the schedules on there and get bios updated, so there's a lot going on.
Yeah, Dave, I think I've taken so many photos the last 3 or 4 weeks that my right elbow is sore.
Well, one of my moments that I still remember was back in, I think it might have been 2014-15, Cameron Payne was here, and I had never really been a photographer, but we didn't even have a decent camera. We had one of those, you know, Canon Rebels, which is adequate, but it's not a high-level camera. And it was when Cameron Payne was here, and we had a couple people in town taking pictures, but they couldn't go on the road with us. And so I went to our AD at the time, Alan Ward, and I said, "Hey, I think we can start taking more responsibility for the pictures we have." And I kind of became the official photographer for us for about 10 years. And now Dr. David Eaton, who's the dean of our business department at Murray State, he shoots a lot of pictures for us. But I do remember shortly after I started taking responsibility, I mean, that means I was setting up things to shoot golf and tennis and track and field and all that stuff. Peyton Carter, you remember her, she was a two-time player of the year for Murray State Women's Golf here recently. She's from Henderson and is actually, I think, assisting Jessica Grace, who's one of our Hall of Famers at Murray State with Henderson County golf teams. And Peyton was a freshman. She'd only been on campus like 2 weeks, and she made a hole-in-one out at Miller Memorial Golf Course. And I remember someone calling me saying, "Do you have a picture of Peyton Carter?" And I'm like, "As a matter of fact, I do."
Yeah.
It was one of those moments I was like, that's why we're doing this, is taking all these pictures. And with you, Todd, you guys got radio, of course, but you also got your website.
Right.
When you have a picture of that kid who you're talking about, that you have to have it. And that's good that you're taking all those pictures, because you have to have it.
Well, Well, first, I think if you're a sports person, at some point somebody hands you a camera, so you're just kind of, you know, I guess indoctrinated into that as a photographer. But yeah, and you never know when you're going to need a picture of somebody like that. Somebody may graduate and then go on to do something great, and everybody's like, do you have a picture of this person? And I'm like, yes, as a matter of fact, I do have a picture of them from when they played soccer or football or baseball, whatever sport.
Well, the pictures I have that are just absolute gold are the ones I took of John Morant for 2 seasons.
Oh, yeah.
I absolutely killed it when it came to him, man. I got so many good pictures and stuff. And the longer he is, removed from his playing days here, the more those old pictures really get more valuable, because it just shows how great he was and then how great he's doing now.
Well, and it's great to shoot someone like that because, you know, they give you a lot of opportunities to get a really great shot.
Oh, yeah, with him, you didn't have to wait very long.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned fall sports upon us. It's an historic season of football at Murray State, and, you know, we're, what, 2 weeks away from getting the season kicked off?
Yeah, 2 weeks from tonight, August 29th, at Missouri. New head coach Jody Wright and his staff, if you kind of look back at the news feed on GoRacers.com for football, I think we hired Jody somewhere around, well, let's go back a little further. It was on New Year's Day that Coach Dean Hood announced that he was leaving. And, of course, he's now with Coach Stoops at Kentucky, and, you know, that's where he was before he came here. So he's in a great place. He announced that he was stepping away from where he stayed on New Year's Day. I was at home that morning. I was actually doing a podcast about a quarter to 12, and my boss called me and says, what are you doing? I said, well, I'm doing a podcast. He goes, I hate to do this on New Year's Day. He goes, but I need you up here. I was like, when? He goes, like, right now. So get up there, and suddenly we're into a coaching search. And by 2 o'clock, we had the release out that Dean had was leaving. And then the search began that day, and I think less than 2 weeks later, Jody Wright was named the 17th head coach at Murray State. And then if you look at all the releases, he was the first thing he was doing was getting a staff in place. And my goodness, he has assembled some really talented assistant coaches that you're going to see the program. But we're already better, I can tell. We've got 60 new players, Todd.
Wow.
We started formulating our first 2 deep. After the scrimmage on Saturday, we got another scrimmage today. And, right now, I think we may have 2 players on offense and 2 players on defense that will start at Missouri that also started last season. And that's only 2 on offense and 2 on defense. So there's, with 60 new players and all these transfers, it's taken a while, and it's still an ongoing process to get to know everybody. So it's an exciting time because we've got the coach and the coaching staff that can turn us around at Murray State and turn us into a winning program. And, Jody, he's a relentless recruiter. He's great to be around. The kids love him. And now, of course, we're going to Missouri as a guarantee game, too. They're going to give us a big check. We all know that. We have another one late in the season, November the 16th. We play at Kentucky. Same deal there. FCS teams normally don't beat FBS teams. But we're going to go up there to Missouri and hopefully play well and give ourselves a chance and just see if we can get some momentum coming out of that, because then we come back home for the first 2 of 6 home games. This is a 12-game season, and we host Butler here at Stewart Stadium on September the 7th. And then September 14th, we got Mississippi Valley State. So it's Missouri and then 2 home games, and here we go. It's going to be a lot of fun. And as I mentioned, it's the 100th season of Murray State football.
It looks like a very challenging schedule, not just the Missouri Valley Football Conference games, but like you mentioned, you guys have 2 Southeastern Conference football teams on the schedule this year.
Well, and then you get to our conference play, Todd. We've talked before that the Missouri Valley Football Conference is the best FCS conference in the country, and that is exhibited right off the bat when the preseason poll comes out, and there's 7 of the 11 Missouri Valley teams are ranked, including North Dakota State and South Dakota State, number one and number two. South Dakota State's going for three championships in a row this year. Murray State has to go to Brookings, South Dakota later. North Dakota State's going to make their first appearance in Murray. So you start with those two teams right there. They are the gold standard of the league. And then I think there's a very small second tier, and that's led by South Dakota. Those Dakota schools are really good, Todd. So then you toss in Missouri State, Illinois State, Indiana State, Northern Iowa, and Youngstown State, and you just go on and on and on, and there are no gimmies in this league, and this is the place, if you want to play some ranked teams, this is the place to do it, because seven of them are ranked, as I mentioned. So I don't think we're worried too much about game 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 right now. We're just worried about the first game and putting forth a good effort at Missouri in 2 weeks.
Right. You mentioned the big turnover on the roster, and it seems like that's just kind of indicative of college sports these days, that it seems like no matter what level you play at, you kind of have to rebuild your roster every season.
Yeah, I think we already had a lot of that anyway, Todd, because every year there were, in football you can have a class of 20 or more seniors easy, so you lose the third of your team right there if you got a bunch of seniors. But to replace 60 players on a 100-man roster, that's a lot. And then, part of that 60 is, I think we've got 14 to 17 freshmen that are here, including Jordan Washington, who is an outstanding running back from Helena, Alabama. You're going to be hearing his name a little bit. Replacing players has always been part of football. This is a lot, though. 60 is a lot, but we're not like the only one in the country that's doing that. I just talked to Drew Anderson for a bit of my podcast this week on the Racer Report podcast. I've been doing deep dives into great moments, and he was part of that 2018 game against SEMO when Murray was down 31-0 and came back to win it on a 75-yard kickoff return touchdown by Malik Honeycutt with 3 seconds left. But Drew Anderson is working up at Bryant University on the East Coast, and he says they've got 60 new players. So it's not unheard of. So, and we some of those players, they're 1 year guys. They've been at take any school in Conference USA, Middle Tennessee, Arkansas State. We got a couple guys that played at Louisville, NC State, Georgia Tech. So we're just trying to put all those pieces together and then see what we can come up with.
We're talking this morning with Dave Winder from Murray State University. And, Dave, some other things going on there at Murray State. You guys had an Olympian here last week or two.
Yeah, just really happy with Ivan Rowe. He's a sergeant in the United States Army. He's stationed at Fort Benning, Georgia. And he competed in the Olympics in France this month. He was in 3 events. He did not medal in any of those, but this was his third try to get to the Olympics, and he made it. And that showed a lot of perseverance because, you only get that chance once every 4 years. So he's back in the States now. I was texting with him yesterday, and we'll probably catch up with him on the Race Report podcast next week and just see how he's doing. But we're really proud of him, and honestly, he was already – probably a Murray State Hall of Famer at some point. He played here, competed from 2014 to 17. But you get a spot on the Olympic team, and that really puts him over the top. So you'll be hearing the name of Ivan Rowe as part of the Hall of Fame class at some point.
Well, and speaking of Hall of Fames, a former Murray State women's golf coach has been chosen for the Kentucky Golf Hall of Fame.
Yeah, we saw that this week. That's Coach Velvet Milkman. Of course, she's part of our 2024 class to the Murray State Hall of Fame. So you're very happy that the Kentucky Golf Hall of Fame saw fit to put Velvet in there. Of course, she coached here for 29 seasons. She started the women's golf program in 1993, and you can read about her accomplishments on Go Racers, 12 championships, 8 players winning 10 different Player of the Year awards, just on and on and on. So really happy with Velvet to being part of that class. And then the rest of the class is Daniel Calhoun, baseball. He was a left-handed pitcher, 2006 to 2009. Becca Lamb from Murray State Volleyball, 2007 to 10. Maya Watford, she's the youngest person in the class, Murray State Soccer from 2017 to 19. And then we've got a couple of football guys. You probably have been following Quincy Williams from the New York Jets, all pro, and then he just signed his second contract for millions here recently. So Quincy's doing good. He played Murray State football from 2014 to 18. And then the last person in the class was Jack Wolf, who was an all-OVC receiver in 1971, but he's really not going in because of his football exploits. He's going in because what he's done after, and that has become one of the most well-known high-stakes horse racing executives in the world. He and his wife founded Starlight Racing about 20 years ago in Louisville, and he's the one that that found and purchased Authentic. They won the Triple Crown, I think it was 2018. And then he also had Justify, who won the Kentucky Derby in 2020. So that's the rest of our class, and we're going to induct them probably early 2025 in either January or early February. But we won't know the date until we get the Missouri Valley basketball schedule, because we'll do it around a home weekend for basketball.
Dave, last time you were on the show, we talked about our St. Louis Cardinals, and we thought they had turned the corner, and, you know, they're fired up for the second half of the season, and now 4 weeks later, wonder if the season's over for the Cardinals. Not looking as good as it was.
Well, they got a lot of games left, and they've shown they can get hot. You know, just last week, my brother and I were talking about playoffs, and if the Cardinals got in, we were going to try to get our dad, who's 84, get him up there to a game and have his sons take him up. That would be a memorable day. But the way it's looking right now, man, if they don't start scoring some runs, this season is going to be gone before we get to September, because they need to start winning some games. And it's like it's been. When they have not been able to win, it's been because of the offense.
Yeah, you hold out hope as a fan. You always think, hey, there's a hot streak just around the corner, and they hit one right before the All-Star break, but every day it gets a little tougher to get back in that playoff race.
Well, and that's why I love Tony La Russa so much when he was managing the club, is he was able to make a random day in May the biggest game of the year. So that's what they got to get back to. Just win today. You know, try to get this one today, and then worry about tomorrow. So they've already shown they can play pretty good ball. We know they're not the best team in the National League, but I still think they could be a playoff team, but they've got to prove it now.
All right. Keep our fingers crossed.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
All right, Dave, thanks. I appreciate the time. As always, really appreciate you coming on the show.
All right, Todd, you take care. Have a great day. We'll talk soon, okay?
All right, that's Dave Winder from Murray State University. And like I said, always appreciate him coming on the Sideline Report and spending some time with us here on WPKY. We need to get to a timeout on the show. Coming up a little bit later on this morning, we've got Caldwell County High School volleyball head coach Daniel Courtner. He'll be in the studio with us. Stay tuned as we continue on the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Whether your child is preparing for the first day of kindergarten or their first day of college, school is expensive. Make sure they have everything they need to have a successful school year. Visit ABC Finance. They offer fast decisions on loans from $500 to $15,000, usually within an hour. Give your kids the best possible start to the school year, whatever age they are, with the help of ABC Finance. It's a smart decision and easier than learning your ABCs.
This is Todd Morris at the Hopkinsville ABC Finance location.
And this is Courtney Morris at ABC Finance in Princeton.
Whatever location is closest to you, we're here to help make your loan process quick, easy, and stress-free.
We can even consolidate all your loans into one easy payment.
No appointment is needed, walk-ins are welcome, and we can take your application in person, over the phone, or apply online at abcfinanceonline.com.
Be sure to like and follow ABC Finance on Facebook for daily money tips and community info.
All loans subject to normal credit approval.
At Tricios, they're ordering it your way. How would you like to have a vehicle built just for you? Little things are important, like rich colors, big screens and displays, almost like watching TV. Exteriors with beautiful style and powerful engines that respond to the lightest touch on the accelerator. It's time to get what you want. Order your new ride and feel the thrill when you drive off the lot. Trice Hughes in Princeton is the one-stop shop for everything your vehicle needs. For more information, visit TriceHughes.com. That's TriceHughes.com.
Is there anything we can do for you? Johnson's Furniture and Appliances in Marion, Kentucky wants to help. At Johnson's, we get excited when you walk in the door or call for assistance. We look forward to solving your problems and lending a hand. We carry most major appliances, including GE washers, GE dryers, and GE refrigerators. We also carry parts and offer service. Johnson's in Marion, Kentucky wants to be your appliance store and service center. Let Johnson's Furniture and Appliances in Marion lend a hand. Stop in or shop online.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580, 103.3 WPKY, and we appreciate you tuning in on this Thursday morning. Again, thanks to Dave Winder from Murray State University for joining us on the show today. Some home sports action tonight. The Tigers soccer team will play at home for the first time tonight, hosting 7th District foe Madisonville North Hopkins at Butler Stadium. Also, Tiger football at home tonight. It's the final scrimmage of the preseason. Owensboro Apollo will be here, and that contest will kick off around 7 o'clock tonight out at Tiger Stadium. Also, good luck to the Caldwell County golf team. The golfers playing at the top of the hour in the second region All-A Classic. That's at Drake Creek Golf Club in Leadbetter. So good luck to all the Tiger teams in action today. Stay with us. We'll continue with more on the Sideline Report after this at 1580, 103.3 WPKY.
Head to the Java Table on LaCourte Square in Princeton for breakfast, lunch, or your favorite coffee drink, hot or cold, known for their fresh and delicious handcrafted foods. Come to the table, the Java Table, Princeton.
Class is in session.
I think it's time we started our new class project.
It's School of Rock time.
Who else wants to go for the gold?
I do.
All right.
Today's letter is...
S&T as in Slick and Tiger.
Text or call your answer in now. 270-963-9038. Only from 1580, 103.3 WPKY.
We're the School of Rock.
This is Stephanie, manager at your Princeton Purcell Tire. The last thing you want is your vehicle to end up in the shop during your summer vacations. We have a car care package available that covers an oil change, tire check and rotation, brake inspection, and much more. Our new hours are 7:30 to 5, Monday through Friday, closed on Saturday and Sunday. Call us today at 270-365-7291 to schedule your appointment.
At Caldwell Medical Center, our transitional care patients receive the same care as they would in a skilled nursing facility, including physical, occupational, respiratory, speech therapies, and more. Every situation is unique. We help our patients reach their personal goals for independent living, all delivered with the care and compassion our patients deserve, right here, close to home. For more information, visit CaldwellMedical.com.
Financial planning should be specific to you and your life circumstances. That is why we created InvestFB Wealth Management, a division of Farmers Bank. Hi, I'm Jeff McDaniels, InvestFB's lead financial advisor. Whether you're saving for retirement, starting a business, or planning your family's future, our individual and comprehensive approach can help you achieve your financial goals. Visit us today at our Princeton or Eddyville offices to start a conversation about your individual financial needs.
It's the ultimate in high school sports coverage. Your SportsEdge.com brings you award-winning coverage of all the thrilling action right at your fingertips and in the palm of your hand with our really cool app. Heart-stopping touchdowns and buzzer-beating shots, we've got it all. Don't miss a single moment at your SportsEdge.com and be a part of the winning team.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580, 103.3 WPKY. Again, thanks for tuning in this morning. Joining us in the studio now, Caldwell County Lady Tiger Volleyball Head Coach Daniel Courtner. And Daniel, welcome back to the show. Appreciate you coming in this morning.
Thank you. Good morning.
Well, you listened to Dave and I talk about our St. Louis Cardinals earlier, so I know you're a big Yankees fan. Are you guys having a better season than we are?
Two of them are. The other seven or eight or nine, they kind of need to go on the block a couple of weeks ago.
It's always tough to be a baseball fan. There's, you know, you talk about football fans or even basketball fans, but if you're a baseball fan, a Major League Baseball fan, 162 games a year, you have, you know, either ecstasy or you know, just complete a mental breakdown.
Yeah, and sometimes in the same game.
Yeah. So it's kind of tough on baseball fans sometimes, but it's a enjoyable way to pass the summer sometimes. And anymore, so many teams make the playoffs that just making the playoffs in Major League Baseball is not really that great an accomplishment the way it used to be.
Right, and it's going to be an odd season with only about, what, three good favorites really this year. You know, so you'll have to watch the whole season, I think.
Well, the volleyball team has been busy. Where are you guys at as you get ready to start the season?
Well, we're back in our gym. The paint job is done, so we're back at what we call home and getting settled in and readjusted to that. We found out about 2 days before school started, you know, beginning of the week, that we got back in our locker room. So we're going to go see how we can get that set back up this year. So good things are happening as far as facilities and courts. As far as on the floor, we're really just trying to get our whole team there. We've had some sicknesses go through, vacations come around, and so we still haven't seen everybody since Bluegrass game. So we're still kind of riding what we've saw up there.
Well, you did get to play some at the Bluegrass State games. Do you have any other scrimmages set before you guys open the season next week?
Thought we did. Had a couple weekend scheduled, and then one coach left and had some miscommunications, and another coach left. And there's been some opportunities, but I, you know, really didn't want to drive to Ballard on a Friday night to play one team and just see what all we could do. But I think our advantage right now is I can put two sides of the net and compete. You know, years past, our heyday was the number one team in the region was practice against the number two team in the region. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's how we set up for a three-peat and, you know, won all of our region titles there. So our practices are getting a lot stronger, you know, a lot more rally-induced instead of just one ball. So mm-hmm. that's letting me sleep better at night knowing I don't have a scrimmage.
Well, according to the Coaches Association, you guys are ranked number three in the second region behind Crittenden County and Christian County. So, you know, I think last year University Heights was probably going to win unless something just, you know, cataclysmic happened to them. But this year it looks like it's a little more wide open for everybody.
It is. And between graduation and the transfer portal, UHA kind of lost most of their power. And then, you know, we lost two talented seniors that had, you know, been a couple year starters for us and provided a whole lot. But I'll have to say we got bit less by the graduation bug. So, you know, Christian County is going to move some people around, and they've still got a couple good power hitters. But I agree with a lot. I figured Union County would crack the top five for the first time in a preseason, so I like where we are right now.
Well, you look at the heavyweights like University Heights, they're ranked fourth. Henderson County's ranked fifth, so you guys are up there in front of them, and Crittenden County and Christian County, again, one and two, so going to be some interesting battles in the second region this season.
There is, and I think the second region has gotten a lot different about how we play. We just play each other a lot more. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you're not going to be able to take nights off. You're not going to be able to kind of look past tonight's game and go worry about that one. So I think that's going to kind of help keep everybody involved and you know, make your kids stay focused.
Now, you mentioned losing a couple of seniors from last year, but you guys have a lot coming back, and it seems like you have more depth this season.
We do. I've got people I can move, and I've got people that might not be playing the position they're best at, just because, you know, they're so talented. And, you know, the other night we were running hitting drills, and the best at each position wasn't where they play. So I was kind of scratching my head. Am I doing the right thing with where I have them? So I like our depth. I really love our defense. We've got some of the most natural defenders that I've had in a large group. So I think we're going to be tough to score on if we can just hang around and score on our own.
Now, you guys have a busy first week planned for the regular season.
We do. We got back into the Owensboro Apollo tournament. That's our first year probably since about 15 or 16 going over there, and immediately was reminded why. Owensboro loves to give us the 9 p.m. Friday night and the 8 a.m. Saturday night game. So we may revisit this time again. There's just not many tournaments thrown anymore. As somebody who's tried to throw one the last 4 or 5 years, no one wants to do it. No one wants to go play in them. So we're going to have a busy first week, and all the way to Union County, and then Muhlenberg that first weekend, or Mayfield. I believe it was Mayfield that first night. So we're gonna have some teams last year that gave us more than we wanted.
Well, you talk about the tournaments, and it seems like you guys would have maybe 16 teams lined up to come to your tournament. But by the time the tournament came around, six would have dropped out, and you'd have 10. And then you're scrambling to try to put together matchups and make it where it's fair for everyone to show up and, right, you know, play the games they need to play.
Well, Louisville and Lexington doesn't have to travel. They can fill a schedule up there. You're held to 35 games. And down here, you're dealing with so much now with the 2A starting up. You're dealing with so many teams that don't want to commit to a 5- or 6-game weekend and then advance into those tournaments and get hung up with playing too many games. So if you're going to play, tournaments, you almost have to play after those single-A, double-A tournaments, and there's just not many weekends. If you rule out Memorial Day or Labor Day weekend and you know, try to get done before season, there's not many weekends left.
We're talking with Daniel Courtner, Caldwell County volleyball head coach. We need to get to a timeout here on the Sideline Report, but we'll come back and have more after this on 1580 WPKY.
Now's the time to plan your future. Contact Woodman Life Craig Smiley, 1009 West Main Street, Princeton, 270-365-6111.
Get a great deal on versatile Kubota equipment today, like the Kubota L-Series compact tractor, the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S., Z-Series mowers, and Sidekick utility vehicles. Stop by your local Kubota dealer today. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment for $0 down, 0% APR for up to 84 months, plus save up to $300. Now through September 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
H&R AgriPower in Hopkinsville is your home for Kubota sales, parts, and service.
You only turn 130 once, and Fredonia Valley Bank is pulling out all the stops. This remarkable journey is a testament to the community and the cherished customers, so they are shouting out a huge thank you. And what better way to show gratitude than with monthly giveaways? Stay in the loop for your chance to grab some amazing prizes. Stay tuned with us. Follow Fredonia Valley Bank on Facebook and Instagram, or pop into either location for a visit. Here's to winning and celebrating together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Stay safe on the road while keeping your vehicle in top shape while enjoying a smoother, quieter ride. Ensure fuel efficiency by trusting the tire experts at Trice Hughes. Stocking leading brands like Michelin, Goodyear, Firestone, and Bridgestone ensures quality and longevity. Plus, enjoy no-cost tire rotations with every service appointment for the life of your tires. Discover the Trice Hughes difference in Princeton or find them at TriceHughesGM.com. At Trice Hughes, they're more than just tires.
When severe weather strikes, we break in on WPKY.
If you look, there is a pronounced hook back here on this.
We stay with you until the storms have passed on 1580 and 103.3 WPKY, WPKYonline.com, and the WPKY app.
If you are not in your safe spot, this is the time to be there.
Be part of our Weather Edge coverage. Text weather reports to 270-963-9038.
Your Weather Edge Weather Center forecast. We've got mostly sunny skies, 91 degrees this afternoon. Then tonight, 60 to 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms through and after the midnight hour going into early Friday morning. Mostly cloudy skies, a low around 72. Friday afternoon, 50-50 for showers and thunderstorms. Partly sunny, 89 degrees. But back to this afternoon, beautiful mostly sunny skies and a high of 91 in southwestern Kentucky.
We are back on the Sideline Report here at 1580, 103.3 WPKY. Caldwell County Lady Tiger Volleyball Head Coach Daniel Courtner in the studio with us this morning. And Daniel, as we get ready for another volleyball season, any new rules changes this year or anything else we need to look for as we get ready for the season?
Nothing really skill-wise. There's a couple of on-paper rules, just line judges move. We still don't have to swap ends each time, but the line judges will. So just a few little things like that that we'll have to get used to. But I think they're still going to get less and less on calling a double contacts. They're just going to let them play, which I think has been kind of our downfall. We've had some of the best setters. You know, we've had region player of the years as setters, and we've been able to run a good clean offense, and our speed has given other team fits. So I'm not a fan of them getting away with that rule, but the game is what it is.
the changing benches thing, that kind of went away with COVID.
It did, and I'm glad, you know, no one understood how to do it. One team went around the R1, and one team just went across the scores table, and you had to gather up all your gear.
I was like, you had to pack up everything and go to the other
right,
end.
And the last kid on the bench spilt a drink before you got to it, so you had to deal with their spill. There's a couple gyms that do have open lights or windows or something like that that might give you a problem, but other than that, it's not as big a deal as it is in the outdoor game where there's wind and sun and things like that.
Now, you talked about having to move a couple of people around this year. Who do you have that might be in a new spot, and what can we expect out of the Lady Tigers this season?
Well, we'll be anchored by Miss Riley Thompson. That's going to play outside again for us. Just a bundle of little energy and the way she can jump around and play. She's one of the best passers in the region, in my opinion. So Riley's going to go six spots and get tested all the way for a whole game. Our biggest move is probably going to be moving Miss Bradley Butts to the outside. Give her a lot more room, a lot more range, a little bit more freedom and things like that out there to go hit. Just athletes need space, you know. So we're going to give her a little more time to go be powerful. And right now it's a really different arm swing. It's a much longer arm swing. So trying to get that third base throw out of her,
yeah.
out of her rhythm there. But we've had some success doing that. Banashka Thomas, I can't say enough about how she finished last season in the district and regional tournament. So she's going to stay where she is in the middle, and it'd take a team of mules for me to pull her out of there as well as she played. So the opposite of her is right now the job that's open. Miss Chevy McGowan and Med Thomas are fighting for it, and they're both young, and they haven't really been set in a position anywhere else, so they're adapting to it quickly. They're moving pretty well. And then at right side, it may be kind of Med finished there when she got healthy last year and came up. Morgan Akins as a senior is going to step in and get some swings over there. Looking for Micah Riddle to play our libero, and Maddie Cooper will fight for that role. She had it a lot last year back and forth. So, and then our seniors that's going to play a lot of defense for us is going to be Miss Anna Giltz and then Morgan Akins. They had a phenomenal bluegrass game. So those two ladies really stepped up and showed a lot of growth in the offseason. Teams picked on them a lot in service eve, and I remember Sunday morning I told them I think we'd only made two passing errors on service eve all weekend. Kind of the cornerstone of what we need to have success this year is going to be Miss Kylie White at Sutton. She knows it, and she's embraced that role. She's ready for it. So if she can get the ball to the right hitter at the right time and such a small error, you know, then you don't have a lot of room for error when you're setting. So, you know, I think she's put a lot of stress on herself, and in the last week or two the teammates have kind of picked her up and changed her attitude a little bit. On she just thought she was failing a lot, and it's setting's a stressful job. I mean, it's more stressful than a quarterback. So I'm pleased with where we're at and where we're headed.
We need to get to another break here on the Sideline Report. We'll come back and have more with Lady Tiger volleyball head coach Daniel Courtner after this on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Hi, this is Lauren Brandon, and I'm proud to have served in this community for 45 years. As a bank that's been part of the Princeton community for over 139 years, we've seen many changes. As we celebrate First Southern's first 40 years as an organization, we know any achievements we have had are because of the customers we have worked alongside. We look forward to spending the next 40 years and beyond serving you. For more information, visit fsmb.net, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Powering your lives and lighting up your nights, Princeton Electric Plant Board's community spirit shines bright. Entrusted with the glow of our fields, they keep our Tigers' pathways illuminated to victory. A shout out goes to our Tigers as they roar into a new season. Good luck, Tigers. Here's to a safe and victorious year from your one and only Princeton Electric Plant Board. They're not just a service, they're community.
Stay safe on the road while keeping your vehicle in top shape while enjoying a smoother, quieter ride. Ensure fuel efficiency by trusting the tire experts at Trice Hughes. Stocking leading brands like Michelin, Goodyear, Firestone, and Bridgestone ensures quality and longevity. Plus, enjoy no-cost tire rotations with every service appointment for the life of your tires. Discover the Trice Hughes difference in Princeton or find them at TriceHughesGM.com. At Trice Hughes, they're more than just tires.
At Goodwin Insurance, they select their insurance companies the same way you do, very carefully. When you work with the agents at Goodwin Insurance, you can count on receiving fast, courteous professional service with quality protection. You deserve someone that provides comprehensive coverage and is working alongside you in your community. Contact them today for a quote.
Goodwin Insurance of Princeton, Cadiz, or Marion, or online at insurewithgoodwin.com.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580, 103.3 WPKY. Thanks for joining us this morning. We're talking with Daniel Courtner, Kiowa County High School volleyball head coach. Season starting next week, regular season action. Daniel, you guys got the 7th District Championship Trophy back last season. How does the district look this season?
Madisonville and Hopkins Central are... they're still going to keep us up. Madisonville's on their second coach of the summer, I guess third. They had one resign, one didn't keep it very long. They just had tryouts about a week and a half ago. So they don't even know what they have yet, I don't think.
Yeah.
Hopkins Central kept their best two or three players, and last year we couldn't play without going five. So certainly cannot look past either one of those this fall.
Well, that was probably Hopkins Central's best team ever last year.
It's best since John Parker was there, kind of in the mid-teens. But I think what they did was they just didn't make mistakes. You know, they let you do it. So I think if they get a little more offensive this year, then that can be the final step they need. So I think our block is going to do a little bit better. I think they're still going to have maybe a one-headed demon over there. So I think we should be able to set up pretty well.
Like I said earlier, it seems like the region's a lot more wide open this year, and of course if you win the district, hopefully you get a little better draw when you get to the regional tournament.
True, but if it's that wide open, then you know all the draws are going to be the same, and I've said for a couple months now, I called them a dark horse. I believe that was a understatement of what Heritage Christian's going to do. You know, they've kind of adapted into the KHSAA ranks pretty well. They still get to play in the Christian League, so that's extra games competition they get. But they've had a player return back. It's going to be a senior that was the MVP of their Christian League a couple years ago. So I don't know that anybody needs to take two steps before they look over at Heritage.
Yeah. This is the Sideline Report on 1580, 103.3 WPKY Princeton. Again, thanks for tuning in this morning. Daniel, did you hear Dave Winder and I talking earlier this morning about taking pictures? And, that's always a big deal with the volleyball team, picture day.
It is. I had a memory pop up the other day of you with the pants rolled up, ankle deep in a creek, taking pictures for us. And we always appreciate you, being willing to go off site. The girls always have their ideas, and it's fun for them. It's cute for them. And then, hey, let's take one more, and it being the best one of the night, you know. So the girls have no shortage in how they want their pictures to look.
Well, and our Tiger Tales preview section is here at WPKY and at select locations around town. Make sure you pick that up. It's absolutely free. And we have even more pictures of the volleyball team over at yoursportsedge.com. So, sometimes I wish we had a few more pages in Tiger Tales to get all those pictures in. But, we do take a lot, and I always appreciate the volleyball team, taking a little time to think about what they want to do with those pictures.
True, and you showed the soccer at Butler. I remember the year we were back down there. I was trying to find ours to tag it. But, we always appreciate Sports Edge, and we're one of the few teams in the area that gets our game on the radio, so WPKY gets to do that. And, our schedule's pretty easy. Tuesdays are away, Thursdays are home, so you can set up a routine on that.
Well, and you guys go to Union County on Tuesday to open up the season. What do you know about the Bravettes?
They graduated a lot, but their program has doubled and tripled, and I could see them winning the district this year, depending on what Henderson has. And to say Union County went from zero wins 2 or 3 years in a row to competing for a district title in only about two seasons, they're going to grow again this year.
You guys had some great matches with them last year.
We did. Last year, our freshman JV and varsity all went full sets. Because I remember Tink Clark that night started a freshman game at 5:30 and walked off the varsity floor at 10:30.
Oh, wow.
So she had put in a shift. But Union County, they fought hard. They play hard. They're a very aggressive team, and that's how they're coached. They're coached loud. So, they're fun to go play.
Now, are you still putting trivia questions on the board for the team and those kind of things?
I hadn't this year because I couldn't find my board when we moved back and forth. But I finally got back to it the other night, and the first one I tried to write, they already knew. So I'm forgetting which teams have heard what questions. But, yes, we do still stand around and kind of have a little meet-and-greet session. We try to raise young ladies that can speak, you know, that will look up and hold their chin high when they talk and present themselves as young adults. So that's why we do it. And then you get to know your teammates, you know, favorite fast food.
Well, what is the goal for this season? What have you guys talked about? And what would be a really successful season for you guys?
Our biggest goal, of course, is to win the district. That's every season. You go ahead and have it stamped in. It's ironed in up at the top. And then, what, 3 years now of first season or a first round region exits. You know, we got to get out of that routine, back to back losing seasons. We want to get that back on the correct column. So undefeated at home is always something I like. You know, you want to defend that floor and defend that gym. So I really would like to have a chance to go back. I saw last night where you said we've been in the region finals 10 times. So yeah. I'd like to get, you know, a couple of more shots at that.
And what, 6 championships? Mm-hmm. Is that right?
So I guess if you did, what, 23 years of a team to be there every other year is, you know,
pretty good.
Yeah, some people might take it for granted, but we want to know what happened to the other, you know, the other years.
And how many former Lady Tigers are still out there coaching these days?
I was actually doing that math when I pulled in. Our entire staff is alumni.
Yeah.
So the 4 ladies that are with me, and I looked last night, and I believe we're at win 194 since Sue Stone retired. So our program is about to take another step. So you look at that, and then Hoptown has Miss Lakin, and Savannah Taze is the head coach at Crittenden.
Yeah.
And then Jesse Stone Okafi is still playing, coaching up in the Louisville area.
Yeah.
Aaron Harper still at UHA. So to have Casey and Sam and Taylor and Katie on our staff is, you know, now they're getting on the floor and they're playing against them. They've still got the bug. So, you know, they speak the game. They know the girls. They know what happens, you know, in the locker rooms and on the buses. And and they're really teaching them how to play the full part of the game on and off the court.
Well, fun time of the year. We're getting ready to open the season. Everybody's got high hopes, and certainly the Lady Tigers should be right there when we get to the regional tournament this year.
I hope so. The weather's kind of cooling off, and you can tell people are getting a buzz. They started back to school yesterday, and we always give them the first day of school off because it's not going to be a good practice. But I'm kind of excited to see them tonight. And Monday seemed to be our worst days. Nobody likes practicing on a Monday, but Tuesday was one of our best ones of the season so far.
Well, I appreciate you coming in as always and spending some time with us, and good luck to you guys this season.
Thank you, and thanks for all you do.
That's Daniel Courtner, Kaawa County High School Volleyball Head Coach. Lady Tigers opening up the regular season Tuesday over at Union County. Again, thanks to Dave Winder for joining us on the show today from Murray State University. Always fun to check in with Dave. That's going to wrap us up for this edition of the Sideline Report. This is Todd Griffin of WPKY Radio and YourSportsEdge.com. Thanks a lot for being with us here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
WPKY Princeton.